we've had Parashas Bereishis, Parashas Noach, and now Parashas Lech Lecha. And when it comes to Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum, it's something that's quite difficult. They used to say the remez is that the Baal HaTorah says there's a remez by Ve'edah Shemois. When it comes to Parashas Shemois, there's the Baal HaTorah writes that the Chayav Odom Likros HaParasha Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum is Rosh HaTevis Ve'edah Shemois. And they say, what's the remez doing in Parashas Shemois? To say that even if, you know, sometimes it's harder, it gets to Parshas Shemois, it's harder, therefore the chizik is in Shemois. But really, I find there really needs to be a chizik in Parshas Lech Lecha. It's difficult. Shnai Mikra is not always so easy, and therefore it's worth knowing the shitta of Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha has a shitta which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that yes, a lot of shittas hold you've only got up till Shabbos to say Shnai Mikra, and some shittas hold you've only got till Tuesday included, till Wednesday, to say Shnai Mikra, but there's a shitta which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, and it's passing Shulchan Aruch, it's okay with the Evet, that you can say Shnai Mikra Tagum all year till Shmini Atzeres. Now it's all very nice, but the Maisa, it comes to a stage that it's Halacha Veloda Maisa. It's very nice that Halacha you can sit there saying through Shmini Atzeres the Ganze Zach, but it's not possible to do. The longer you leave it, the harder it is. The Maisa, if a person, let's say he finds it a struggle to do Shnai Mikra and now he wants to get back on board, the Maisa, to spend an hour in Bereishis, an hour on Shemois, an hour on Noach, there's a way forward. And don't forget the Kula that we said. The Kula of the Mugen Avraham. We threw a Kula, we gave a deal. If you want to join, you got a deal of the Mugen Avraham. Mugen Avraham holds that when you listen to the Leinik on Shabbos, that is your one Kriya. The listening is as if you've said it. What do you do by Megillas Esther? You lay Megillas Esther, but you listen to Megillas Esther. How are you? It's a Shemaya Ka'ina.
That's what I have to say.
Now, all the law of Achrenim are for the Mugen Avraham. Mishra Brura doesn't say that Chatkele to learn the Mugen Avraham. But a lot of times we find that the Maisa Mugen Avraham Shitta is a Mugen Avraham Shitta. It's brought down the Mishra Brura's Messiahs do it. He just says ideally not to. But if it's a make it or break it, whether a person's going to jump on the wagon or not, then Pasha Shemekel at the Mugen Avraham. We find it a lot of times in Halacha that if a person knows, the Dalai Damas, you can't go back as a person davening, you've got to do the Dalai Damas all over. Yeah, if you take the shitta of the Eli Rabba and start being Mahmeh, then it's not going to work, you're not going to keep anything. So a lot of Anyonim is worth being Mekel and get the Ikka Halacha, then thinking, is that the Halacha? Okay, then scrap it. And there's a musig in Halacha that, you know, let's stick with it. Let's be maker like the shit of the Mugen Avraham when necessary. And at least we know, so if a person would say once Bereishis, was once Targum, and once Noach, and once Targum, he's got a Kundam Mugen Avraham, he's with the program. So that's just something Shnai Mikra is a tough one. And the Maisa, there's a school in Gemara, Marichin Yom Mashnoi, so people always say, it takes me a long time. Targum can take half an hour sometimes. Take half an hour to get through Targum. So you're spending an hour a week on Shnai Mikra, 52 hours a year. That's quite a lot. Hashem says, Marichin Yom Mashnoi, we'll add it, don't worry, we'll give you a few more. We've got plenty, yeah, okay. That's point number one. And point number two is, as Rav Victor yesterday mentioned about Onor V'Koach, about standing. Again, we were discussing things that during Tefillah that you stand and sit. Onor V'Koach, as Taka mentioned, quite a good place in Shabbat Shuva. They bring it in Knesset HaGdolah. So it is brought down quite mainstream place game. Especially Friday night. That's why you'll see a lot of people will stay standing after they've said Mizmah Shir, Mizmah LeDavid, before they start the Chodoyti. So then they'll stay standing for Onor V'Koach. Taka is mentioned in quite mainstream place game. It's not off a Krach Lishita. Taka, I just wanted to mention that to clarify what Rav Victor mentioned. Nochazach is, now we come to Sunday Quiet Geshmak. Okay, and this is a very geshmak in the Kodah. I find it more relevant when it comes to Ma'ariv, but it's Negeta Shacharis as well, because Shacharis is good quicker. It comes to the Shliach Tzibur has said Kaddish after Yishtabach, and now he says Baruch HaShem Mavayroch. Okay, but when he says Baruch HaShem Mavayroch, it's considered a Dovash HaBikdusha, in which case we have to stand up or we have to stay standing. Very nice. Now you have to answer, we all answer Baruch HaShem Mavayroch Leilom Boit. That, says the Taz, is also considered as part of the Dovash HaBikdusha, in which we have to say that standing up. But let me ask you a shayla. It comes to where the Chazan is schlepping the Baruch Hashem Baruch Leinu Moed. His response, right? I find it very negative. It comes to Yom Tov, right? You got a Chazan there. He's getting his money's worth, right? He's laying down a nice Baruch Hu, right? Baruch Hu. I mean, a ganz a nigan. And then, after you've answered Baruch Hashem and Baruch Leinu Vayet, you want to sit down already. You stood up the whole drosha, you're desperate to sit down, and now you want to sit down. And he's, the chazan is making a ganze nigga with Baruch Hashem and Baruch, a ganze Rosenblatt out of the Baruch Hashem and Baruch, and you want to sit down. Is his response, after you've responded, is that also considered as part of Dorosh HaKadusha?
For him? For you?
For me? I've said Baruch Hashem and Baruch Leinu Vayet, I want to sit down now. And it comes through Rosh Hashanah, it comes to Yom Kippur, and it's a ganze nigun, he's answering back, ganze long a nigun. Again, when you're in the shir now, you can't think of it being a ger. It's neger, but every time someone makes an aliyah, you want to sit down straight after you responded to Baruch Hashem and Baruch Leinu Vayet. Is it considered? Thank you, Rosh Hashanah. Thank you, the Prima Godim's Medak Yataz, that it's not included in Dovash Bekdusha. The Dovash Bekdusha consists of where the Chazan says Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch, and where the Olam answer back. But when the Chazan say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch, that is not included in the Dovash Bekdusha.
When he says Baruch, we have to stand already?
When he says, yes. When it comes to Leining, let's leave it for Leining to know how to juggle with it. But really, Baruch, exactly. Baruch es Hashem Baruch is Dabash B'dusha. Your response, our response of Baruch Hashem Baruch Nevet is also considered Dabash B'dusha. His response is not, it's not my business. He has to say as well. It's just like I don't have to wait for Yanim, I don't have to wait for the Chazan. Leini also, Mishnah Berurah says, has got the same halacha. It's actually where the Prima Godim is in some Kuf Mem Vav. And we'll have to deal with Leini separately. I hope to get there today. So let's cruise through a few Nekudas. And it's very geshmak in Yom. Rabbi, cruise through. I hope the doubling is not going to be as quick as how we're going to do it, right? Birchas Kirishma can be done all sitting down. Fakir al pi Kabbalah, there's a minor. It's called Sloisa Demiyoshev. Birchas Kirishma is called Sloisa, the doubling sitting down. We're ready up to buy Shemina Esra. Maybe some people are quicker than this. Yeah, Shemina Esra, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Maril, that from Tehillos the Kain Elyon is Kedai to stand up. That's the time to stand up. You'll see different in Hokkum, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. There, the Mishnah Berurah also mentions that a person should remove anything that's going to disturb him. It's an interesting halacha. I know we all like to put it together that we should ban phones for tefillah, and it's a very, very important thing to have phones which can vibrate, potentially vibrate if someone texts or someone calls. There's a lot of chizik and Baruch Hashem Akshadora. It's a great Akshadora in this Indian about having phones, especially after the corona, after the main part of the corona, yeah. There's a big chizik in it, and taka's amazing, but it's worth knowing what is the ikar locha. Really, it's ideally not to have phones bechlal, right? Again, like every takana they will bring out. But in halacha, where you do find that this phone business is a problem in halacha, meaning if a person's got a phone that potentially can ring, it's an issue. That is that actually the Maharil writes that when it comes to Tehillos Lekein Elyon, and the person should stand up and prepare himself to make sure that nothing's going to disturb him. That's the nusach of the Shulchan Aruch, really, in some Tzadi Beis. He should prepare himself that nothing should come in his way during the tefillah. So that's where all the person get busy with, here's the phones. That's where they're coming from, really, a halacha. A few halachas, a few see from Shulchan Aruch that speak specifically about the sestak, you should know that they're coming from halacha. Really, me'ikah din, if someone's got a phone on in silent during Birchas Kirishma, it's not a halacha problem, it's more a klolis digazach, a simple digazach, they have to make takonos. But in halacha, you won't find that. In halacha, you find that the phone, it should be off taka during Shemen Esra. Really, by Mincha, it's a great, where possible, it's quite difficult. But the Maisa, where possible, is a minor, even in halacha, not some heritage exactly, in halacha, to make sure that things are away, not disturbing. That's where the halacha, from the halacha aspect, that's where it would come out. Then you have Shemini Esra. Shemini Esra has to be done standing up. Why do they have to stand up, Shemini Esra? Why, if I ask you why they have to stand up, what makes a choshev? So you can say, Om Lefnei HaMelech. I think most people are going to mention Om Lefnei HaMelech. You say, okay, please. You're standing in front of the king, so obviously you have to stand up. The Shulchan Aruch tells you another reason, this is less known. When we daven Shemini Esra, we are bringing a korban. That's the sugya in Tefillas HaShachar, Ovos, Keneged, Korbanos. The Maisa, we take on that, is considered Keneged Korbanos. When you bring a korban, you have to stand. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. So therefore, when it comes to Shemini Esra, why do you have to stand? Because you are bringing a korban. You're bringing your heart, you're bringing your broken heart. And that's what Hashem, that's exactly what's brought down in halacha. That's why it has to be done standing up. Lamaisa, if a person can't stand up, or let's say he can, but he has much more kavana sitting down. And that the biggest moshel is, you know, a few years ago we used to go on airplanes. I don't remember, a few months ago we used to go on airplanes. Right, so when you're on an airplane and they used to make minyanim at the back. And you're sitting down there, and for you to think that just the thought of climbing out and asking three people to move, and they're getting your hat and going out and going to the back, just the thought of it is going to bog you down. So they asked Rav Moshe, can you daven in your seat, sitting down? You'll have much more yeshiva das and go through your point in the siddur, say every word properly, kadatz v'kadin, you know, got no chashashas of any of the staff coming over to you and say, six at a time, please. You know, they say, they don't understand that in your minyan, they say six at a time, right? They're not going to help for a minyan. So the Maisa, Rav Moshe said you can sit down, it's better to sit down, although some places can hold you not. Yotza, if you say sitting down. Some shit is in Gemara already, hold. You're not Yotza sitting down. Afila hochitz kadai, the tefillah bekavona overrides the tefillah sitting down. It just shows. Sorry? Achatchila, it's kadai to wait till a minion's doing it so you can mitzdarif, then it's taka considered as part of tefillah b'tzivah.
You can be part of the tent.
You can still be part of the tent. Yeah, the sitting down where you are. Also, but it's kadai to wait till taka the minion's at the back, taka when you're starting with them. But it's interesting, Rav Moshe writes that. It's one interesting halacha that Rav Moshe writes. Although he gives you the go-ahead, taka, to do it sitting down, but he tells you that for the bowings in Shmuel Esra, which is the beginning and end of the first bracha, and the beginning and the end, and the end of Moedim, and at the end of Shmuel Esra, by Yisra Shalom, where you bow as well, Rav Moshe writes, you should try and stand up to bow. And this comes from a Mefurash Hasif in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Zim Tzadi Dalet Sifei says, if you're going to be in Mavul, well, then you can carry on saying you can daven while you're riding a donkey. Right? Zot Shulchan Aruch, Uvilvad, for the Krius, on a Sfina. Shulchan Aruch talking about on a Sfina. You're sitting on a Sfina, you can daven as long as you stand up for the Krius. When you bow, you should bow standing up. That's what Ramosha writes, Taka, that you can daven sitting down, but when it comes to the kriyas, the bowing, he's trying to sit down. I remember a few times when I was on a flight, I remember seeing a few people davening sitting down for chosha lechevra, and when it came to the kriyas, I saw them standing up a bit and bowing, because the bowing has to be done standing up. This leads me to a shayla that I find it very negay when it comes to chazor sashatz. We'll discuss the chazor sashatz a little bit better, and we can already throw it in now. Chazor sashatz, is there any need to stand up for it or not? Well, we'll see. We'll discuss in a second. But those which are makel, if they need to be makel, they sit down during chazor sashatz. When it comes to moedim derabbanon, what do you do? Now, usually, it depends what your neighbor does. If your neighbor stands up, you feel a bit bad, and then you have to stand up, and you have to also bow down, right? And the Maisa, what's the halacha? Do you need to stand up for Moedim Derabbanan? Yeah. Well, interesting thing is that mitzat saying the words of Moedim Derabbanan, we don't find there's a greater nach to stand up. But because Moedim Derabbanan requires us to bow, and bowing, the halacha tells us that you have to be stood up when you're bowing, and it has to be facing Mizrach. If let's say you're facing this way, then Moedim Derabbanan, which comes down, is very makkah, you turn around to bow for Moedim Derabbanan, because Moedim Derabbanan requires a proper bowing towards Mizrach, as we're saying telling the David, and therefore also requires a person to stand. It's mavur in the poskim that when you bow and you're sitting down, it doesn't have a significance, it's not significant, it's not considered as bowing. All bring right from the Mogen Avraham, Shtein Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Nishmas, what do we say? All those lashonas, zot the Ramah, don't bow. The Magen Avraham says, but I saw the Maril, he used to bow. Says the Magen Avraham, no, he was sitting down, so it was okay. He was sitting down while he was saying it. So it's not considered bowing. The halacha is you shouldn't bow at those places because you're not supposed to be Moisif al Mash Toknu Chazal. Chazal told us exactly when to bow, not to be Moisif. The Maril did. Says the Magen Avraham, no, it's fine because he was sitting down when you bowed. So you see, bowing has only got the power of bowing when you're standing up. So again, when it comes to Shemini Esra sitting down, a person is stuck, Yechwesi, he's in the car, and the only possible way... Shaila, I'll ask you a Shaila. A person is on a holiday, and he's a few minutes before Shkia, and he wants to daven Mincha. So you'll have the good old-timers that would get out the car, put on a hat and stand in the middle of the road proudly and daven a festa Shemini Esra, especially short, especially longer. The Maisa, if a person is more thin-skinned, call it, and he wants to sit in his car, and he feels he'll have much more cover like that. A Baruch Alino will be a proper Baruch Alino, a Slach Lono will be a proper Slach Lono. Can he sit down in the car? The answer is the same. Rav Moshe, that would be okay. But what's interesting is, again, try and stand out for the kriyas. It's a bit difficult in the car. But what would you say to a shayla? Someone asked me a few minutes before shkia, and he's driving, and is slow driving on the motorway. He thought it would long be home, and is slow driving on the motorway. And now he wants to know, can he drive? Can he daven while he's driving? So really, Shulchan Aruch state that if you're reichem ala chamoy, really Shulchan Aruch says you can. Shulchan Aruch Sadi Dalet said you can. You can daven while you're actually driving. Sadi Dalet, see, play, look at this. He says you can. And you're then fine. But if not, you can carry on davening. Yeah. So Shlomo Zalman says no. Driving a car is very different to those cases. Driving, you are driving the car.
You are the horse.
You're the horse, exactly. You're the horse. Whereas when it comes to riding on the chamor is doing it. Every so often you have to give it a little, you know, just a little reminder to know what he's doing. But by etzem, when it comes to a car, it's different because you're doing it, and more than that, it's also sakonos nefasha. So it's also you're quite on edge as well. It's not something like a chamor. You're also a bit on edge. With that clearing in a few years' time, when there's Google cars, self-driving cars, it could well be that you can just, you know, you come in there, you press the face postcode, or you say it, and then you get there, and you can just imagine where we're heading. But the Maisa, when it comes to Shemona Esra, should be standing up. If a person is really stuck, he can do it sitting down, but there's a mind of standing by the kriyas. When it comes to the bowing, when it comes to the bowing of Moedas Rabbanon, you can just stand up and bow and then sit down straight away, and the rest you can say sitting down, really me'ikadin.
Some people should say.
Now, regarding Chazon Sashat, you'll see it's mafurish in the Ramah to stand up. Yesh, the Ramah brings down that a person should stand up throughout the whole Chazon Sashat and sit and listen to every single word of Moshe Feinstein, although he's Boki B'cholat Kula, you can every prima godim. Oh, but Tfilah, for some reason, he didn't know. I don't know. He came to Chazon Sashat, he had to look inside again. No, the Ramah says that you had to, that there's a grace of looking inside and taka, following as much as possible to answer the Amens, following as much as possible. But Lamaisa, most poskim hold, just interesting to know, that the Oz Nidburu, I like the way he shares his thoughts. He says that the machshela kahayoyim, there's a michshel, that anyone who sees someone standing up for Chazon Sashat, then people think that he's like a chosid. Machzik in zekim is chosid, like he's a great zach. Or be'etzim is mefurish adin shulchan aruch, to stand up. I remember seeing Rabbi Yashav, he must have been 100 by then, he was standing up, b'chol koichoy, b'drun Chazon Sashat, taka. It's hard to say it's me'ikadin to stand up, especially when a person is a bit of a struggle and it's posh that you can sit down. And then the shayla would be, when it comes to boitim, should he stand up? Yes, the halacha is, you should stand up lechatchila for the bowing, and not mitzad the actual kriya. Or I wanted to share with you the geshmaka of a dram. We'll have to leave it for tomorrow. It's such a geshmaka of a dram for coming mitzvah Hashem for harachum. We're going to have to somehow have kvitzas aderach tomorrow to fit in all the halachas mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Shkoyach.
What's the name of the